Paratas Vav, Mishnah Gimel, the 15th chapter of the third Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we dealt with women who were tying some of their clothing on Shabbos, and therefore that leads this Mishnah to begin with the notion of garments and a person who folds them on Shabbos, what caution, what care a person must consider before doing so. The Mishnah begins. A person may fold one's garments on Shabbos, afilu arba v'chamisha famim, even 4 or 5 times. A person is permitted on Shabbos to fold their garments in order so they will not become creased as many times as needed. Even if, let's say, the first time he didn't do it properly, he may try again to ensure that it is folded as he wants. However, this is what is important to note here is when is it permitted for a person to fold their clothing on Shabbos? Only, of course, he intends to wear it on that same day or the next day in the morning if it's Friday night. However, if he intends to wear them on Motzei Shabbos or during the week, it would be prohibited to do so. In fact, the Gemara even stipulates that it is permitted to fold clothing on Shabbos only if a number of conditions have been met. And according to many interpretations, the reason why we are concerned about folding clothing might be because of misaken mana, which is dam lemaken patish. It's like we are almost fixing it, we are improving it, and therefore a person should be careful when folding their clothing. What are the conditions that need to be met in order to fold clothing on Shabbos? They are, first and foremost, only one person can fold it, not two, because it looks as if they're repairing the garment. The garment, the clothes must be new and not have that many creases. If it's an older piece of clothing, it might look as if a person is coming to repair it. Clothing must be white, and a person must not have any other clothes to wear. Those are the stipulations that the Mishnah, that the Gemara detail for us to clarify our Mishnah. The Mishnah continued. Mitzin asamitos milele Shabbos l'Shabbos. A person make the beds on the night of Shabbos for Shabbos of Alomi Shabbos the Motzei Shabbos. The person would not be allowed to make one's bed on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. And the reason here is very straightforward. And the reason is a person is not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for during the week. Therefore, it is forbidden on Shabbos to make one's bed for Motzei Shabbos. That is called Hachana Mikodesh Lechol, is prohibited. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shrolomer, Mekaplin Esakelin, Mitzain Esamitos, Mi Yom Hakipurim, Shabbos, Chave Shabbos, Kerevim, Bi Yom Hakipurim. Rabbi Yishmael says that it would be permitted for a person to fold one's clothing or to make one's bed on Yom Kippur for Shabbos in the event that Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday, which in the times of Chazal it could, because they were the Kadesh or Salavana, they sanctified and they established the new months based on testimony. Now they have a set calendar, and Yom Kippur can never fall out on a Friday, nor could it ever fall out on a Sunday. In times of Chazal, if Yom Kippur fell out on a Friday, it would be permitted for a person to prepare on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. Why is it? According to Rabbi Shmuel, the sanctity, the Kedusha of Shabbos is greater than Yom Kippur, and therefore a person can prepare on Yom Kippur for the greater level of Kedusha, namely on Shabbos. In Chalvei Shabbos, Karevim Yom Kippurim, the fats, Shabbos, a person would be permitted to makriv them on Yom Kippur, again, because of the sanctity of Shabbos is greater than that of Yom Kippur. So namely, the parts of the afternoon korban that are brought on Shabbos that remained until Motzei Shabbos would be permitted on the night of Yom Kippur to remain on the Mizbeach. However, not vice versa. One would not be allowed to place the remains, the fat remains on Yom Kippur on Shabbos. So that is what's called a violation of the Have Olas Chol B'Shabbos, and something of Chol, of less sanctity, cannot be placed on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo shel Shabbos kerevim b'yom kippurim, velo shel yom kippurim kerevim b'shabbos. According to Rabbi Akiva, person may not offer the various leftover fat of Shabbos on Yom Kippur, and for sure vice versa, because according to Rabbi Akiva, both Shabbos and Yom Kippur have equal sanctity, have equal kedusha, therefore one may not place the leftover remaining fats from one of the days on the Mizbeach on the other days. And similarly, a person would not be allowed to fold garments or arrange beds from one to the other, because they would be preparing from one kedusha to the next with equal sanctity, and that is prohibited. And would only be permitted to prepare from a lower level of kedusha to a higher level of kedusha. And in fact, the halacha does follow this latter opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Parak Zayin, the 16th chapter, the first Mishnah. This parak deals with the topic of a fire that breaks out on Shabbos. And the Rav goes on to explain that Chazal prohibited a person from saving objects on Shabbos because of the fire. This person might become distraught, the person might become agitated about his property and forget that it is Shabbos, and might come to extinguish the fire. However, there are certain objects that Chachamim permitted a person to go and save. This parak deals with the topic of what and how and when a person may save various objects from their home should, chas v'shalom, a fire break out on Shabbos. In terms of halacha l'maisa, it's very difficult really to extrapolate from here. We live in a time where having a fire in a home is quite dangerous and could rapidly spread and be very dangerous to one's neighbor and to really people who are living in close proximity to one's home. Whenever there's an issue of sakanas nefashos that are involved, but obviously, if that is the case, these various halachos that are described in our Mishnayos would not necessarily apply. The Mishnah begins as follows: Kol kisvei hakodesh, all types of writing, namely the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, not just the Torah, but all holy scriptures, Matsilin Osa Mipnet Leika, must be saved from the fire. So, for example, if there's a fire that takes place in a courtyard, one to the other, perhaps if it's in a Mavoi, if it's in this courtyard, even though there's no Eruv, even though they did not join together and become one established community with food, if that was not done, a person would still be permitted to carry out these items into this area, which looks to be a public domain, but really it is not a public domain. However, there's a provision, and that is these words in Tanakh must be written in Ksav Ashuri, must be written in the with the letter script of Ashuri, and also must be written in Hebrew. Bein Shekorim Behem, whether they are read, Bein Sheinum Korim Behem, whether they are not read. This means, regardless if they are written, let's say, from the Nevi'im, and they're recited as part of the Haftorah, in public, and is read in Shul on Shabbos, or in Korim Behem, for example, Ksuvim, that only individuals read on their own, and they are not read in public. Regardless, all of these types, all of Tanakh, must be saved because of a fire. And even though they are written in any language and not in Hebrew, they must be placed in Gniza, and they cannot be set aside in an ownerless place, they must be put away properly. Just the halacha actually says that it follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that it is forbidden to read from Tanakh, which is transliterated into the letters of other languages, even on Shabbos. So such writings, a person would not save from a fire that broke out on Shabbos. When we pray, Ma Ein Korim Behem, what exactly is the reason why we do not read from Ksuvim on Shabbos? Mipnei Bituo Beis HaMidrash, because of the neglect in a Beit Midrash, in the house of study. What is the concern? This is an amazing sociological phenomena. What is the reason why they did not permit Ksuvim to be read? The reason is because on Shabbos was actually set aside time to teach Isser and Heter, to teach various halachos, particularly Hilchos Shabbos, and also words of Musar, or words of rebuke to the people. And if they would be permitted to read from the Ksuvim on Shabbos, people would no longer listen to the Dvar Torah, to the sermon in the Beis Medrash. Instead, they read the Ksuvim, because they are more interesting, they're more, a little bit more engaging. And therefore, the Chazal prohibited reading the Ksuvim on Shabbos, so people would pay attention to the Dvar Torah in the Beis Medrash, and would not become neglected. Goes without saying, of course, that when the Dvar Torah, when the sermon was not taking place, it would be permitted to read from the Ksuvim, as explained in the Gemara. Mishnah continues, Metzilin tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer. One is permitted to remove the bag of the covering of a Sefer Torah, the mantle of the Sefer Torah with the Sefer Torah itself, the tik ha-tfilin im ha-tfilin, and the bag that of the tfilin can also be removed, the tfilin themselves, af afi shish besochen maus. Even though there might be some coins in a person's tfilin bag, one would in fact be permitted to remove all of it and to save all of it from the fire, not just the tefillin, but also the casing, also the bag as well. Well, lehecha matzilin osan, from where you permitted to take it to, lemavui shen mafulosh. Tanakama says, to a mavui, to a courtyard, which is in fact surrounded on all three sides by a wall. However, it is she'eno mafulosh. It is a mavoi which has not yet been completed. What does this mean? Although they've placed a lechi or a korah, although they've placed a beam that goes across or a beam on the side of this fourth wall, it is not yet, they've not joined the partnership using various foods. It was not me'arev. All these individuals who had this joint courtyard did not contribute food jointly in order to make it 100% permissible to carry from this private domain to this courtyard. But nonetheless, as long as there's a heker, as long as there is some type of mark on this fourth wall, one would be permitted to carry these Sefer Torah, these Tanakh, and the Tefillin to this type of courtyard. Ben Becerra, Omer, Ben Becerra argues, he says, Af l'mafulosh, even to a courtyard which does not even have this marker, does not have a heker, does not have a sign, does not have a lechi or a korah on this wall, it is still permitted to take it out to that type of courtyard, and the halacha does not follow the pinyon of Ben Becerra.